The Supreme Court has ruled. And what a lot of Democrats and progressives really want?
Redistricting reform. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. So the High Court's decision allows voters to take the authority to draw congressional district lines away from state legislatures and give it to independent commissions.
And there's been lots of rejoicing among those who've just hated gerrymandering.
Right, the drawing of district lines to benefit one party over the other.
In Michigan, Republicans have dominated the redistricting process.
They have, because they've been in control of both the state house and the state senate and the governor's office when the lines have been drawn.
Every time since the dawn of the new millennium.
Basically 15 years ago.
Right.
So, to the D's, though, it seems like a millennium has gone by since the last time they had a seat at the table. So now the Holy Grail for a lot of D's has been taking that power, handing redistricting to an independent commission.
Which is why in the next week or two, State Representative John Hoadley,
a Democrat, will introduce legislation including a proposed amendment to the state constitution to establish a Michigan redistricting commission.
I'm working on nonpartisan redistricting to make sure that voters actually can pick their elected officials instead of politicians deciding which voters they want to have in their districts to vote for them.
But the truth is, Republicans aren't ready to hand over that control.
No.
So anything by way of a redistricting overhaul is a lot more likely to happen via a petition drive to get something on the 2016 ballot.
Mm-hmm. Either way, Democrats believe that with a commission, they'd get better lines with fewer safe Republican districts and more districts that either lean to the Democrats or are at least competitive.
So progressive groups, the League of Women Voters, Common Cause, look for them to start a public engagement campaign in the near future.
To try and get voters interested in the issue, to forge a coalition to put something on the ballot and force some sort of change to the system.
But, you know, a ballot campaign would not be a sure thing.
Right. In 2012, Democrats, unions, progressives, they all put an election overhaul question on the ballot.
And not only did they get spanked in November, Republicans came back in the lame duck session and piled on the punishment by making Michigan a right-to-work state.
So the GOP then must be pretty confident that they'll hang on to control of the House, the Senate, and the governor's office if they're willing to continue to leave redistricting up to the legislature.
And that they'll control redistricting for the third time in a row. But if they don't, you could see a lot of people changing their tune on the importance of redistricting reform.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.